Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning into our boardroom chat once again today. I tell you, I hope you really enjoy these. In fact, if you're watching it, call someone and tell them to turn it on and see
what
they like.
Well, they can share it.
Or that's what they do, that share it, whatever you do. I'm still back in the way back. You know, I haven't joined the 21st
century. Spread the word, regardless of how you do it.
Praise the Lord. What a blessing of the Lord it is. I want to go to the book of Ephesians today because it's my favorite book in the New Testament. My favorite book in the Old Testament is Genesis. I just love Genesis. But in the New Testament, and that's hard to pick because they're such great, you know, such great books that God sent us through the great men of God and women of God that in the yesteryears. And people say, it would have to be Romans. Romans is phenomenal. But to me, Ephesians is something. I don't know. Yet to each his own, you know. So if you got a Bible, go with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
Okay.
And I want to start reading one of my most favorite passages of Scripture. I mean, I just flat enjoy this. And because what it does, it's a pattern for my life. Spiritually, physically, financially. It shows me what I can receive. Shows me the power that I have. Shows me the God that's inside of me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Just shows so many different things. I want to start reading out of the Old King James Version, out of verse 17. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. Do you know what that is? And revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, what is revelation? What is the spirit of wisdom? God said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Revelation, oh, my revealed knowledge, knowing what to do, when to do it, where to do it, how to do it, spiritually, physically, financially. Just that verse there, I could go the whole year on that. Let me read it again. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now watch verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. In other words, you're not walking around like an idiot. You're not walking, you're not going, so I just don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, my Lord, no, now your eyes have been enlightened. Oh, in understanding. Watch this. That you may know, not just believe, what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Oh, Lord, this is getting bigger and bigger.
That's powerful.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? My God, to us who believe, according to the working of his ministry, of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ Jesus, already done this, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. So you're going to tell me you don't know where Jesus is? There he is right there. Far. Everybody say far.
Far.
Everybody in the studio say far.
Far above.
Far. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world. My God, it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yes, this is good.
But also in that which is to come. Watch this. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. That's us. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now, just reading this, just this passage of scripture shows you that you have to understand the spirit of wisdom and revelation. It tells you so much that your eyes be enlightened. And yet I've heard this all my Christian life. Well, actually all my life. You never know what God's going to do. That tells you exactly what he's going to do, what he's done, and what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And when you understand that your eyes are enlightened to understanding, that is just such a blessing to me. You know, people ask me all the time, do you ever have trouble? Buckets full. Buckets. But you know what? Who cares? My eyes have been enlightened to walk in the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. So people can say what they want about me. They can criticize me or honor me, whatever. I don't know, whatever. It doesn't really make any difference because I know where I am. I know what this Bible says about God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and me. And when you know that, not believe it, but when you know that, and when you understand what Satan says, yeah, I'm going to knock you down. No, no. Christ is above all principality and power. Well, if he's above it, so are you.
Amen.
Everything Jesus is, so are you. You are a son of God. He is the Son of God. My God, man, you talk about family. That's as high as it gets. What do you think about what I'm saying?
I love it all. It's so powerful. And you know, I was looking at it while you were reading in the King James. It's really one sentence, but it really begins in verse 15. Because this is actually Paul's prayer for the church. So if Paul was praying this for the church, you know it was God's will.
Ooh, Lord.
Don't you know that?
That's
in fact, if you read that, I don't know how other translations say it, but I like it in the King James because it's one long sentence, a complex sentence, of course, talking about all the things that Paul prayed for him. And I pray this prayer for my family. I've prayed it for you. I've prayed it for our partners and different ones. But I want to read it in verse 15 just to show you how it is a prayer. And you can pray this prayer yourself for your family and for yourself.
You know, Kathy, the Protestant church hadn't taught us to pray. The Catholic Church told us to pray the Hail Mary prayer, Our Father prayer, and that's good. Don't misunderstand. I mean, you know, my point is that why didn't the Protestant Church tell us to pray this prayer in Ephesians?
I don't know, but they did have, the book of Ephesians has two prayers that Paul recorded that he prayed for that church, and this is one of them. This is beautiful, and it begins in verse 15. It says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that," and this is where verse 17 begins, and this tells you, tells him what he's praying, "that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him." And then all the rest of that you just read.
You know, that's
a powerful prayer.
Yeah, I pray for wisdom every day. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. You know, when you run a ministry like this, and I don't mean to sound prideful, in any way, shape, or form. It's a global ministry. Not because we're on, what they call that, where people see us on
social media.
Social media and all those kind of different things. It's that it's been out there for many, many years. And, you know, and a lot of ministries make mistakes. And everybody makes mistakes. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but we're not all sinners. But to be able to get up every morning, and I do this every morning, say, "Lord," it's a statement I love, the Apostle Paul, before he was Paul, when his name was Saul. "What wilt thou have me to do?" Instead of going, scratching my head, "I don't know what I'm going to do," he's given me the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation, reveal knowledge. Hmm. I mean, how many times I've got up, and my own staff can attest to this, nobody knows it coming, not even me. And when I get to the office, I'm sitting there, and maybe I'm going to have a what I call a staff meeting or something like that. You know, we talk about a few things, whatever's going on. And the Lord said, just out the blue, "Give everybody a raise." Okay. Now, you know, he don't look at what the world's doing. He don't look at inflation. Hmm. He don't look at tariffs. He don't look at everybody's sweating it now.
The stock market.
On Wall Street, stock market. My God. You know, there's two kind of streets, Main Street and Wall Street, you know, and all that kind of stuff. He don't look at any of that. Anything. He just, well, you know what he looks at? Obedience. So all of a sudden, how many times y'all have seen me do it, and I've seen my financial director, Wendy, go, and everybody go, I said, "I'm giving everybody a raise today." Mm-hmm. What? Why? Why'd you do that? Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of revelation,
right.
Eyes enlightened. I can go look at what the ministry is bringing in. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. It takes a ton. I wish it was a pound, but it takes a ton of money to run this ministry. I wish everything was free, but it definitely isn't free. The cameras that I'm looking through right now cost a lot of money. This little table costs a lot of money. The lights cost a lot of money. I mean, it just costs a lot, but that's okay. When you have the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation and your eyes are enlightened to understanding, and then you have this exceeding and greatness of power that was in Christ that's now in us, it makes things simple.
Yeah,
we have many opportunities to fail. We just don't take any. You know, I was telling a partner of mine, I quit using the word blessing because it's such a great word, because God has done so much. Now I use the word overwhelmed. He's overwhelmed me. Mm-hmm. Now, for example, right now, we need $20 million. Why? Projects. Kathy wants to build an event center. I got to build some more hangers out there and all that kind of stuff. Things are growing. And I wish they were free, but they're not. Now, do you worry about that? No. Why? Well, because I couldn't do that. But Christ in me can do all things. And then when he said that, now I say I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me.
Which
that,
is our theme for
yes,
the year.
Create your world scripture. And walk in it.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Create
well, do
your
you
world
think it's going to come? Do I do what? No. What did you say? No.
I don't
think it's going to come. I know it will. Why? Well, the devil's going to try to stop it. Well, we're all far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And every name that is named, this we can use, we got the power of attorney, Kathy, to use the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So it's just such a blessing. And you'll say this, yeah, but I tried that, Troy. I tried and didn't help you, did it? You're not trying to watch this program. You are. We don't try, we do. I didn't try to marry Kathy. I did. We set a date, June the 6th, 11 a.m., Holy Rosary Catholic Church, 1970. Praise God, that's a year, which will be June the 6th, 55 years. We set it in stone.
Mailed out the invitations. I remember when you came to me one day and you said, you know, maybe we should postpone this.
Oh, Lord.
And I had already mailed out the invitations and I wasn't going to be made a fool.
That's right.
So I told you straight and you knew I meant business.
Yeah, you wrote that song.
I said, it's now or never.
It's now or never.
I'm not changing the date.
Oh, no. And it was, and my dad told me, he said, you got, let me tell you something about them women, man. They don't eat much when you date them, but
wanted to change the date?
That's what, no. He said they buy shoes like crazy. They shoe nuts. And no, he was just trying to razz me. And it did.
Affect you, huh?
Affect me. It did, you know.
But I jerked you back to reality.
You rebuked and gave me the spirit of wisdom.
That was a sampling of the Kathy that was to come. I was that young. I told you one, I think later on in life, I remember I had a
You're
statement. I said,
young.
I'm not that young, stupid 18-year-old, well,
17-year-old girl.
That girl that you married years ago.
And what did I say? I liked her a lot.
I miss her, you said.
Yeah, I do miss her.
I said,
her.
She's dead. Great. She's not ever coming back.
Hallelujah. And in our marriage, we've had the spirit of wisdom.
Yes.
When to buy a home. Well, I said, we got the spirit of revelation, how to buy one and build one debt-free.
Right.
Then we got the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and we've paid off people's houses. Now, when you say to people, right, would you pay off my? No, no. But if God told me to, yes. Well, you know, I'm going to obey. What does God look at? Obedience. Better to obey than sacrifice, say.
Right.
Well, yeah, what about all the struggles, you know, when people persecute you? Well, I understand that. Do I like it? Well, no, I don't like it. That's not the issue. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes nobody talking bad about them, especially when they're lying about you. You see what I'm saying? But I made up my mind. This is all far above principality, power, and might.
Yes,
I got
every
the name of Jesus.
Made.
And all that Jesus has done, he's done it for us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Let me go back to that Philippians, that wonderful verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So what I do is create my world. Just create it. And just believe God. Look the devil in the eye and flat spit. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah, but have you ever prayed a prayer that didn't come to pass? Yeah. You want to say something else?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do? The fat lady ain't sung
yet. That's right. That's not.
We still here.
That's right.
Well, yeah, but I prayed for someone and they died. Did you pray the prayer to raise them from the dead? Uh-oh. Whoa. Didn't Jesus say you could do that? He said, go do the work that I do, and greater than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You notice I'm getting strong here. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Let's just face the fact here. We know we can do that. We're just not quite there yet. But there's a day going to come when every grave is going to bust wide open. All in beautiful mausoleums. I mean, people coming out of there like torpedoes, man. Graves blowing up. People say, I don't believe that. Okay, just stay dead. Just stay dead. Just stay wherever you are. But Jesus said, and I love that. That's why I love Ephesians, buddy. Because it just explodes inside of you. When Paul was praying, Kathy, that he was praying a future prayer.
Right.
Because, my God, at that time, they were killing Christians, doing everything. And do you think that bothered him?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
No.
Why? Purpose, prayer, perception, power. And God just did that marvelous thing. I hope you're enjoying this today. You got something else to say?
Well, I was just looking at the Amplified Classic edition of verse 17 is so powerful. It says, "For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation." And then it has in brackets what that means. It says, "of insight into mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of him." So God has mysteries and secrets that he wants to reveal to us. And this is why Paul prayed that.
Intimate. Mm-hmm. Intimate. See, when you get married, if you want a good marriage, you should be intimate. But do you know what you think of right then? Sex. And that's a part of marriage. I'm not knocking that. But intimate in mind. Intimate in spirit. Knowing each other. Thinking about each other. Not just the physical part, which is a part of it. Don't misunderstand. But what I'm saying is, it's the intimate things. Just the look. Know what your wife's going to do, not believe it. Know what your husband's going to do, not just believe it. And be pleased with it. That's what I mean, see? Well, me and Kathy have learned to be intimate with God. Intimate with the Holy Spirit that resides in us. Intimate with Jesus Christ. How do you do that? Fellowship. Not just relationship. There are a lot of people born again. I thank God for that, my God. But I want to go beyond a relationship to fellowship. I always say this and everybody laughs. You don't really know your friends till you go on vacation with them. Son, you get a revelation about what, you know. But it's good if you're good friends, you know. And the Bible said a friend stick it closer than a brother.
Right.
So what I'm saying here, when you see this passage of scripture, it just makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because it's so real.
I think it's wonderful that we know that we serve a God who really wants to reveal things to us.
God,
we don't have to be in the dark about what to do. In fact, a lot of people, maybe you watching today or you're in the middle of a decision, maybe you have to make, you're at a crossroads in your life and you're looking for wisdom and to understand it. Well, God wants to reveal that wisdom to you. In fact, while you were studying this, mm-hmm. I remembered a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Go.
Do you read this? This is the King James version of it because Jesus actually said back in John chapter 14, 15, 16, how the Holy Spirit would come and he would be our guide. He would lead us. In fact, Jesus said, it's to your advantage that I go away because if I go, I'm going to send you
I'm
going to send you
come.
A comforter. He
right.
says he's not only just going to be with you, he's going to be in you.
Ooh,
and so this is the Holy Spirit that God has given us that's available to every believer. In fact, the Holy Spirit is who leads you to Christ to begin with, but you can have the fullness of the Holy Spirit. It talks about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Beginning in verse 9, it says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
That's good.
For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God." Verse 12, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God."
You know what?
So God wants you to know about these things.
I got to interrupt you there. Freely, read that last statement. Freely, know what the freely
That we
things?
Might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
That's why I believe in prosperity. Because I know what's freely given to me. By who?
By God. And listen to that phrase.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and listen to that phrase. It's so clear in the Amplified. It says, let me see where that part it goes, that we might, who is given to us that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate gifts of divine favor and blessings so freely and lavishly bestowed upon us by God.
You spend all that time wanting to persecute somebody when you ought to be believing God for what you want, which is not greed. No, it's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's growth. It's preparing you to live in heaven. But he said his will be done here. You ever lived in a mansion? No. Well, how are you going to live in a mansion in heaven? You know, you got to learn how to do these things.
Right, that's what
and
he
this
says.
This is our learning ground.
That's right.
This life.
He wants us to realize, comprehend, man. And appreciate the
appreciate
gift.
Appreciate it.
If you don't appreciate it, you're going to lose it. What do you, have you often said? Well, if you can't have what you preach against.
You can't have what you preach
against. If you're critical of something that's already a promise in the Word of God, you cut your own throat, basically.
Well, you know, we were talking, before we came to the office today, Kathy came walking in from our family room, den, whatever, and I was sitting in our bedroom. We had a beautiful bedroom. Good God, it's gorgeous. And I was just looking. And when Kathy came, I remember the first house I had. Now, you got to understand, before I was born again, I mean, I made a lot of money. I did real well. But what happened is we wanted to bless God, you know, and so we gave all our money away, thinking because we were Catholic, you got to take a vow of poverty and just be poor. Then I realized, poor people can't really help nobody because they can't help themselves. See, so, but anyway, now some people really criticize that little house on 104 Hayes Street in Houma, Louisiana, but we enjoyed it. Right. Everything God ever gave us.
We're thankful.
I got to thinking, it was 900 total, 60 square feet, and living was 910 square feet. And that's about a good garage. You know? But you know what? We appreciated it.
Right.
God had done something for us. We weren't worried about what people were saying, but my eyes had been enlightened. I learned to give. What I did, which wasn't hard for me, I was always generous. Even Kathy said that even before I was born again. But I had to learn how to receive because I've worked all my life. I've been fully employed since I'm 11 years old. And I'm not kidding, because in those days, you didn't have the child labor laws, man. No, I think you got to be 16 to get a job. Not back then, son. To make a long story short, I learned how to receive. And that was harder than learning to give. Because people, when you begin to receive, people begin to notice you. Instead of saying something nice, they say something rough because they don't have it. Your problem is you haven't learned how to receive. But you'll never receive unless you give. You can't have a harvest without a seed. Jesus had to come and do all this for us so we could have the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation, that we could be far above all principality, power, and might. It was all done through him. See what I'm saying? So we could flow in that. That's why we ask people to partner with us. We don't take any of your money. Do you understand that? Now, if you give 20 bucks, the whole 20 bucks goes into world evangelism. We're debt free. Not one penny of your money goes to pay debt, because there is none. I think that's pretty nice. I think that you ought to be a partner to a ministry like mine. Because I don't take it. Even the IRS likes me. Isn't that a blessing of God? My tax attorney was telling me, they said, you do so well. Well, we believe well. But better than believe well, we know well. Say, I want you to be blessed. I sense it right now. I want you to partner with this ministry. I want this anointing of increase to come on you. And if you haven't, you hadn't got the increase yet, hang on, baby, because it's coming. If you'd like to do that, go to jdm.org. That's our website. Hit the donate button. Whatever you want to give is fine. You can use PayPal if you like. You can text to give a one-time donation once, or a recurring one, whatever you want. Or you can do what Kathy does. She likes the free JDM apps where you can select the giving you like. Or you can do what, like I do. You can mail in an old-fashioned check or donation. You know, when I give, I use this in a check form and things of that nature. Do that today. And watch this. I'm telling you what, we believe in this hundredfold anointing. Not trying to get something from you. Get something to you. And we got so many testimonies. We're not just saying this. And it's God's word. In fact, I want you to read a few testimonies. I want you to pray about that.
Yes.
And guess what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation will all come. Jesus was the giver. Good Lord. I mean, and be you therefore imitators of God as dear children. So, Kathy, read a few of these here. Is that all right? I felt led of the Lord. You feel good about that in your spirit, what I just said?
I do.
I'm telling you, man. I mean,
I know the importance of partnership.
Oh, and God.
I know when we've connected with people that God has led us to, we know that's the harvest that we're receiving as a result of that.
Well, the reason we went on television, we start sowing seed into someone's television
ministry.
It's a kingdom
principle.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we continue to do that.
Yes.
Anyway, this one is from Manush. It says, love you all, watching from Norway.
From where? Manoush. Hey.
No, that's their name, Jesse.
And, okay.
No, from Norway.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
I like the name Manoush. I never heard that name before.
I may be pronouncing it wrong, but it's a Norwegian kind of name. My N-O-U-C-H-E. Sometimes people combine names. It depends on where this came from.
You know,
I'm
going to come to Norway.
Yes.
It's been on my spirit. A person invited me to go to Oslo. I mean, I got to go. I'm coming.
We're working on the calendar.
I'll let you know.
Amen. And Eloy says, amen. Thank you, Pastor Jesse. Hearing your voice makes joy arise.
That's kind.
Greetings from South Africa. South Africa.
Yeah.
And Martin says, Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy, you empower us every Thursday with your teachings. God bless you so much.
Isn't that a blessing of the Lord?
And then Pat says, please pray that a church will open where I live that preaches the gospel like you guys do. Because I do stay home and watch Pastor Kathy on TV every week.
Come on,
praise God for you. And then this one from YouTube says, I kept my faith and I prayed and worshiped. My husband is back home and has changed.
Praise
we are seeking God more and more, listening to the Bible and praying every day together. Hold on and have faith in God. He has never failed me. The devil tried to break my union, but God said no and sent the devil back to hell.
Great
testimony of God restoring marriage. God's restoring marriages.
That's
I think our marriage is an inspiration to a lot of
thank
people.
You.
I'm glad I didn't kill you years ago.
We
say we've never thought about divorce, but murder several times.
Oh,
that's
God.
Not my quote. I got that from a book that I read from
Billy Grant.
Ruth Graham said that in one of her books I read that.
Okay, you try it.
Lorene says, around the world tour covering the world in three different latitudes. Wow, it's an exclamation point. I'll be praying for that to happen for you both. As a partner since 2007, it is a great privilege to help send you with the word to the whole world. You both have blessed me through the last 18 years while I raised two amazing young men as a single mom. We have all of Jesse's Merry Heart DVDs, and you taught us that Christians can have fun. I'll never be able to thank you enough for your teachings and joy. We were blessed to come to one of your sermons in person when you visited Andrew Womack back in 2007.
Oh, man, I love Andrew.
Uh-huh. And it says, I'm hoping that people all around the world will deepen their relationship with Christ through you like we did. You're both such incredible inspirations, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Visionary Conference in July. Love and blessings. Yes, coming up pretty soon. You still have time to make plans to get over here in July.
You know, I have been criticized about the planes. Well, we got the plane, and God has been so good. We know when the world was wanting to kill me, we want to go around the world at the top, around the world by the equator, in the middle, and around the world in the bottom. All of it. We want to do it, and it takes a lot of money to do it. And we're doing it for one reason, to get people saved, healed, touched, and blessed. You see this smile? I know how to transfer this to you. I know how to do that.
The joy of the Lord is contagious.
Ooh, it is.
It
Thank you, sweetheart, for saying that. Go ahead.
I have one that's in Spanish I want to read. It has been translated for us.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to read it in Spanish.
Well, you know, we do this. Our social media is translated in Spanish. You may be hearing this in Spanish now because they do that. But this is in English for me.
How do you say Catherine in Spanish?
I don't know. I have to ask one of our French,
maybe George can tell it. George can speak Spanish.
We have lots of staff that are Spanish.
Go, Mom.
Heritage. Kathy and Jesse are a great blessing, and thank you for the Spanish translations. Excellent work, and they are a blessing to my life because they are the Word of God. God is making a great difference in every area of my life, and I'm being guided by the Holy Spirit. Praise. Thank you so much. Your teachings are wonderful.
So you got one more.
One more. This is from Instagram, and it's talking about the magazine, so you might want to hold
that
up.
Look at this here.
Hold it nice so they can see
I'm
the whole
to hold
thing.
Hold it nice. Go ahead.
I just received your resurrection issue of the Voice of the Covenant magazine. I made a covenant with God at 14 years old. I am now 43.
I'm glad you mentioned that because we're coming up on Holy Week very soon, and then Easter. And it's such a blessing. This here is the written form of Voice of the Covenant. And now we also have it in digital form. Now, let me help you on this. This costs a lot of money. to do this. Promotions, about $3 million a year by the time it's all said and done. Watch this. People don't, most ministries today, they don't do this anymore. Just go to the online, get the digital. Well, here's the difference between me and Kathy. Okay, I like a book in my hand, paper. She likes
iPad.
And she likes both.
You
but
can
I'm saying,
have both.
Most of the time, you and the iPad. So and people
it's not
say,
either or, it's and also.
Yeah, but a lot of people say, well, why do you spend that much money? Because you like it.
It's a ministry tool.
It's a ministry tool. And if you want to get it, it's absolutely free. Just go to jdm.org, get all how you do that, and just
yeah, the information will be on the screen, but you can also get a digital copy in English and in Spanish. In fact, I just heard from George, he's in the control room, he says that my name in Spanish is Katarina.
Katarina.
I kind of like it.
Katarina.
Katarina.
Good Lord.
That's the advantage of having
Cat.
A digital
book
in front of you. You can still get your texts and your emails.
Katarina. Also, I want to make this announcement. Our Visionary Conference is coming up very soon. Visionary 2025. I tell you, it's going to be a blessing. It's going to be Thursday, July the 10th at 7 p.m., Friday, July the 11th at 10 a.m. in the morning, and 7 p.m. at night. Where? At JDM International Headquarters right here.
In Destrehan, Louisiana.
Which is a suburb of New Orleans.
Yes, that's it.
Registration is free.
Always
and
free.
And will always be free. And we need you to register so we can make room for you at JDM.org.
It does help if you let us know you're coming.
Beyond.
Especially if you're a minister, we like to pay attention.
Let me tell you what you're going
to
get.
Ministry.
You're going to get the spirit of wisdom.
Yes.
And the spirit of revelation. Your eyes are going to get enlightened.
Yes.
To understanding. You're going to be able to walk on the devil instead of walk beside him. Keep him under your feet. You're going to know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Now, I don't know about other ministries. Most people charge registration fees, and I have no problem with that. This will never happen here. The Holy Ghost just spoke to me right there. I don't want to charge people to go to church. I'm going to get somebody mad at me by saying that. I just think about that. If you can't, don't have the money to go, you can't pay it, then you can't come. You got but if that's what God told them to do, fine. I'm critical of being truthful here. Me, I'm gonna live by faith, baby. I flat enjoy living by faith. Did you have some tough times? Yeah, but tough times don't last, tough people do.
Amen.
I hope you enjoyed today. You know what, my God, man, I gotta come back to this passage because there's so much in it.
Mm-hmm.
Read it today. Ephesians chapter 1,
and
start with verse 15 like Kathy
said. Right, because it is a prayer. You could pray that for yourself. In fact, I have places in my iPad here where I have transposed it and replaced like my granddaughter's name with that. Instead of saying, I pray that you would be filled with the spirit of wisdom and revelation, I put my prayer that Meredith would be filled with the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of God.
Right.
So you can make it personal in that way, and it really take ownership of that. Because that's a prayer that God has recorded in the scripture so you can know it. It's just
do
one
it,
of them.
Do it today.
Yes.
And thank you for being a partner to this ministry.
Yes, we appreciate it.
You get a chance to come to the city of New Orleans, come visit us. I mean, and I tell you, Kathy is a preaching machine, and I'm the all that greases the machine. Praise God, I think. Praise God. She's much better than I am. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. Of course, we don't compete over that at all. It's amazing that sometimes she's in one state and I'm in another state, just preaching this glorious gospel.
Yeah, the doors are always open. You're always welcome.
Yes.
And you know, there's so many of you that are precious and faithful to watch online, and we so appreciate our online audience as well. They're in different parts of the world.
Yes.
We're one big congregation, one big family.
Amen.
Serving the Lord together. We read your comments. We pray for you. Our team often responds in real time to help you exactly right where you are.
I'm going to give you a statement that everyone's heard in the world. You get involved with us. We're going to make you an offer you can't refuse. You come to this church, I'm telling you, you're going to walk out like this.
The joy of the Lord is contagious. Uh-uh. Amen.
We're going to take depression out of you, discouragement out of you, despondency. If you listen to us, we'll jerk poverty out of you.
Amen.
And before you know it, you'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field.
Blessed going in, blessed going out.
Get them eyes. To be enlightened to that understanding.
Yes.
Till next time, we'll see you. Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. Bye-bye.